Thank you for subscribing to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. With our vision for the year being stronger and stronger, we pray that this message strengthens and equips you for the work of the ministry that God has called you to. Let's join one of our pastors now.
I've got a great word for you this morning. I really want to encourage you in the Lord. You know, it's always great to connect with you guys. I always look forward to being here. And the message that I really want to share with you this morning, God laid this message on my heart. And, you know, I think this message is for me. You're welcome. So y'all just kind of get to be a part of a message that really I feel like God has been speaking to my heart for, oh, probably the last month or so, just really resonating this inside of me. You know, sometimes when you deliver a message, it's just as much for the people that you're delivering it to as it is for the person who is delivering it. And this is the kind of message that I'm bringing here this morning. But God's been pressing some key things in my heart, and really not new things, they're old things. It's really more of God having me go back to some fundamental things that He's laid in my heart from years ago, and just things that I think it's always important for us to remind us of in our walk with the Lord. So this morning, I'm just going to be real honest with you. Can I be honest this morning? Because I'm going to be real honest with you this morning, and I don't really like doing this, but I'm going to share a fault that I have. I don't have very many. I only have a couple. But no, that's not really true. But I'm going to share a fault that I have this morning, and you know, I think probably some more of you will have the same fault. But, you know, I struggle, honestly, I struggle with complaining. Hey, watch out now. None of my people from that part of the country can say anything. Y'all got to be quiet. All of y'all can say amen, but all of them over here, they got to be quiet. You know, I do. Does anybody here struggle with complaining? I mean, you know, kind of, you find yourself complaining. And you know, the thing is, it's not that I'm a perfectionist. I just like things to be right. I do. I like things to be right. And, you know, my family and the people that I work with in ministry, they know this about me. I can get a little sideways when things aren't right. You know, it just bothers me. I want things to be good. I want things to be right. And, you know, when they're not, my eye kind of starts twitching a little bit. I don't know if y'all ever get that eye twitch going on. Have y'all ever had that happen to you? It's weird. You're like, stop, and you're trying to stop your eye from twitching, and I know it's some kind of nervous thing. And so anyway, when things aren't the way I want them to be, I just kind of get a little sideways, and you know, I start complaining. And I don't like complaining, but sometimes I do complain. And, you know, for example, now, I don't know if y'all have run into this, but some of you married couples that are here in this room, when I got married, I was under the impression that marriage was 50-50. That was the impression I was under, you know, half and half. So like in the bathroom, for example, okay, we have two sinks in our bathroom. And in my mind, it was 50-50, right? You know, half is hers and half is mine. But I didn't realize that 50-50 really meant more like 80-20. Or more like 90-10. Do some of you guys run into that same problem? And so, you know, I got my son living in our home with us, and he's going to college, and he's working, and I love having our son living with us. But, you know, I never thought about this. You know, when you have kids, they grow up. You know, they're cute when they're little. And they're so precious, and then they grow up, and you know, and when they grow up, you know, if you have boys and they're close to your size, they like your socks. And so I go to my drawer to get my socks, and I have no socks. So I thought, I'm going to fix this. So I got me a permanent Sharpie. Went to Walmart, bought me a Sharpie. Wrote my initials on all my socks. That didn't work. I have one sock with my initial on it and one sock gone. And, you know, and my son does his own laundry. You know, we don't do his laundry. He's grown up now. He does his own laundry. But the problem is he doesn't do his laundry as often as we do our laundry. And so I go to my drawer, and I'm like, where are my socks? I have no socks. And then I have to reach for my old tube socks, right, which are cool. But in the summertime, you don't want to wear tube socks, you want to wear your no-shows because you want your legs to be cool. So I can't find my socks, and I'm looking for my socks. And so if I'm not careful, I find myself complaining. You know, the other morning I was sitting in my chair like I do every morning. I get up, I get my cup of coffee, and I'm spending some time talking to the Lord, and I'm praying, and I just have this thought. I'm like, you know, God, today I'm not praying for any divine appointments for me. You know, I want to be a divine appointment for someone. And I started thinking about all of our interns that I'm around every day, and I was just praying, and man, I was spiritual now. I mean, because that's good. That'll preach. You know, I'm not looking for a divine appointment. I want to be a divine appointment. That'll preach. That's preaching material right there. That's good stuff. And so I'm all spiritual, and I'm in my chair, and I'm praying. I'm like, God, today I just want to be a blessing for our interns, and I want to just inspire them and motivate them. And so I'm in the spirit, right? You know, I'm praying. I'm anointed, and I finish praying. I'm like, all right, here I go. I'm ready to go. And man, I'm telling you, I was tearing it up for about 2 minutes. I mean, it was awesome. And then I get around these interns, and they're just like, oh. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And if you're not careful, all of these things that God has blessed you with, all of a sudden, you'll find yourself complaining. Complaining, you know, just being negative and not being thankful. And so I'm a pastor, and I'm an administrator, and, you know, I get up in the morning, and you know, I'm getting in my prayer time, and really, you know, sometimes I hate to admit this, but it's just because I know that's what I'm supposed to do. It's not really because I'm, you know, inspired to do it, or it's like, God, I'm really ready to connect with you today. It's like, I know this is what I'm supposed to do because I'm, you know, because I'm a pastor, and I got to be spiritual, and I got to do these kinds of things because I'm getting ready to go teach class, and this is what I need to do. And so I'm in my Word, and I'm teaching Old Testament this semester, and I'm reading ahead a little bit in my text. And so I'm in Numbers. I'm reading in Numbers. These guys, they've just finished Exodus, and we're getting ready to do that. But I kind of like to read ahead, so I'm in the book of Numbers, and I'm over in Numbers chapter 11. And if you want to turn there this morning, you can, because this is where our text is going to be, as I'm reading in Numbers chapter 11. And I'm reading about the Israelites in the wilderness. And I'm reading about the Israelites complaining, having a bad attitude, you know. And as I'm reading this, I start really getting convicted because I'm kind of doing the same thing that the Israelites were doing. I'm complaining about my life. And so, you know, God convicted me, and I just want to share that conviction with you this morning. Is that all right? You guys can get to kind of feel some of the conviction that the Lord was giving me as I was studying this. And so, you know, I was reading this, and it really convicted me. And, you know, I prayed, and I asked the Lord to forgive me and, you know, to help me with my attitude and make some corrections in my life. And so here in chapter 11, it says in verse 1, soon the people began to complain about their hardship. And the Lord heard everything they said. And I was like, uh-oh. Now, have y'all ever done that? You know, you just start complaining. Just kind of start murmuring a little bit about stuff in your life. You know, you're just complaining. And so the Israelites, you know, they've been delivered out of Egypt. I mean, they've been in bondage for 400 years. God has them out in the wilderness, and here they are, and, you know, they're facing some hardships, and so they begin to murmur and complain. And so I just was sitting there as I was praying, and genuinely I was like, God, you know, forgive me for my bad attitude. That's not the way I want to be. I need to be thankful and grateful for what you've blessed me with and what you've done in my life. And you know, church, really honestly, not really anything in my circumstances changed, but my attitude changed. And church, you got to know today, when your attitude changes, your life can change. And you know, as we look here at the Israelites, we can see a lot of similarities in the way they live and the way we live. Because, you know, they're out in the wilderness and it's basically the same thing every day that they're waking up to. You know, it's the same old job, it's the same old life, it's the same old school, it's the same old boss, it's the same old problems. And everything may still be the same, but everything can be different for us, church, if our attitudes change. And you know, and this whole chapter really spoke to me in a really powerful way, because I think it's so easy to miss our awesome. And today I want to bring a message to you entitled, Find Your Awesome. Find Your Awesome. Because I think it's really easy to overlook your awesome in your life. Because, you know, we look at the Israelites, they've been relying on God to provide for them for everything that they need. And there in verse 1, it says, soon the people began to complain about their hardships, and the Lord heard everything that they said. And then look what it says there. Then the Lord's anger blazed against them. And I was reading this verse, and it just really struck me. The Lord's anger burned against them. But you know, it's so easy to get ourselves in a place where we begin to complain. We begin to murmur. We begin to not appreciate the things that God's done for us in life, just like the Israelites were doing. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, church, when we get in that place where we start murmuring and we start complaining and we don't appreciate the things that God's done for us, it's like we're questioning God's provision for our life. You know, because the fact is, we know that they were out in the wilderness and God was providing manna for them out of heaven. God was providing water out of a rock. Their clothes never wore out. God was meeting all of their needs. And yet, here they were murmuring and they were complaining. And it's like saying, God, what you've provided for me is not enough. It's just not enough. I know that you've blessed me. I know that you've provided for me. I know you've done these things for me. But God, what you've done for me, it's just not enough. And because of their complaining and their misguided attitudes, they were on a journey to the promised land that was only a 14 days walk. But they ended up living in the wilderness of Sinai for 40 years, going in circles. Boy, I'll tell you, that struck out to me. They're complaining and their bad attitude. And if we're not careful, church, our complaining and our bad attitude can cut us off from the forward momentum and the blessings that God wants to bring in our lives. I'm not saying that you're not saved. I'm not saying that God doesn't love you anymore. I'm not saying that God doesn't have a plan for you anymore. But it puts us in a position where we're no longer able to receive God's promises in our life. And we can't walk into the blessings that God has for each one of us, each and every day. So how do we change our attitudes? Well, I think it has a lot to do with what we focus on. Because like I said, if we change our attitudes, we can change our lives. Attitude is so powerful. You know, and this is just a concept that just God brings up to me all the time, because I am a perfectionist in some ways, and I do like things to be a certain way, and I do tend to get a little sideways than things are, and I can find myself complaining about the very things that God has blessed me with. So I have a couple of things this morning that I just want to share with you, a couple of things that I think can help you as you face maybe from time to time being a little discontent with where you are and what God's done in your life. And so the first thing that I want to say to you is this, is find God in your struggle. Find God in your struggle. You know, we wake up every day and we get dressed. And we get ready for our day, you know, and, you know, we get dressed, we have breakfast, we get in our talk about breakfast. We get breakfast. We go to our cabinets where we have food, and we get breakfast. And we go to our closets where we have clothes, and we get dressed. And we get in our vehicles, we have cars, and we get to drive to work. And we get to go to a job where we get paid and we make money that brings provision for our lives. And then we get to drive home to our families and we get to sit and flip through our 200 channels that we have available to us in our lives. And then we complain about how there's nothing on. Isn't that funny? And we complain about how we have nothing to wear. And we go to the refrigerator and we complain about how there's no food in here. There's nothing to eat. And we go to the closet and I don't have the shoes I want. And the Israelites did the same thing. And God supernaturally cared for them. God provided manna. God provided water. Their clothes never wore out. People weren't getting sick. They had a pillar of fire by night out in the desert that kept them warm from the cold night air. They had a cloud by day that kept them cool from the hot desert sun. And God was there and God was present, but they didn't see it. Didn't see it. They completely missed it. And you know, church, if we're not careful, we can do the same things in our lives. We can miss the provision that God is providing for us. Look at verse 4. It says, "Then the foreign rabble who were traveling with the Israelites began to crave the good things of Egypt, and the people of Israel also began to complain. 'Oh, for some meat,' they exclaimed. 'We remember the fish that we used to eat for free in Egypt. It was free. And we had all the cucumbers that we wanted and all the melons that we wanted. We had all the leeks. We had all the onions. We had all the garlic that we wanted. And now our appetites are gone. All we ever see is this manna. We're tired of this manna.'" They don't like the food. They don't like the accommodations. They don't like the provision. And now, watch what happens. They begin to look backwards. They take their eyes off of God, and they begin to focus on their hardships. They begin to focus on what they don't have instead of what they do have. In verse 5, it says, "We used to get fish for free." Yeah, but you were slaves. You were slaves. Are you kidding me? You get fish for free, but you were slaves. You didn't get paid any money. You got whipped. You were controlled by the Egyptians. But boy, we got free fish. I mean, that sounds like our welfare system today, doesn't it? Man, I got me some food stamps and I got me a free phone. Life is good. But you're poor. You don't have anything. Come on, church, are you seeing what I'm saying to us this morning? See, instead of seeing God in the midst of their struggle and taking their request to God, they begin to murmur and complain against God for what they didn't have. And what they did was, as a result of this, they begin to idealize their past. And that's what we can do. See, when we take our focus off of God's provision, we'll start idealizing the past. And instead of seeing God in the midst of their struggle, God, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. And see, what happens is they forgot how bad things really were for them. And I've watched it happen to people. I've watched it happen to Christian people. They start talking about their past. what they used to do and who they used to do it with and how things were. You know, well, my Christian friends, boy, I tell you what, my lost friends, they weren't like that. Oh, come on. You just forgot. You forgot about the darkness and the hell and the bondage and the struggle and the difficulty. You forgot about hugging that toilet Sunday morning from your Saturday night. Can I be real this morning, church? Come on. See, and they begin to murmur and they begin to complain. And the problem is if you look back long enough, you will go back. And that's not where God wants us to go. Listen, just like the Israelites, we are on a faith journey, but if we aren't careful, we can get stuck in the wilderness because of a complaining attitude. You interns, we got interns from LA here, and we got LA interns from back home. You're in such a great place. God's provided for you. God's blessed you. God's given you a family. God's given you friends. God's given you classes. God's given you provision. What a wonderful place you're in. But if you're not careful, you'll start complaining and murmuring about your book reports instead of appreciating the fact that you're learning and gaining knowledge. See, if you're not careful, you'll start complaining about the people that you're around instead of being grateful that you have friends. If you're not careful, you start complaining, well, I only get $40 a week. That's better than a lot of people. Some people don't have anything to eat. They don't have anywhere to get an education. They don't have a Bible that they can read. See, God is wanting to work on us, church. And you know, and in my life, I've got to learn that even in uncomfortable, difficult moments in my life, God is present and God is providing. And it's so easy to take our eyes off of God's provision when we find ourselves in those places in life where our needs don't seem to be getting met. And this is where the Israelites missed it, because they only saw the problem. And that's what human nature tends to do. Instead of appreciating what we are making, we're complaining about the raise that we haven't gotten. Instead of appreciating the church that we do have, we start complaining about the church that we are in. And because of this, because they only saw the problem, the lack, the difficulty, it made God very angry. And church, I don't know about you, but the last thing that I want to do is make God angry. I want to make God proud. I want to make God happy. The Bible talks about, you know, I share this with our interns. I said, the Bible says, you know, don't make it difficult on your leadership to lead you. The Bible says, make it easy on your leadership to lead you. No, don't make it hard. But, you know, we have to be the same way with God, with Father God. We don't need to make it hard for God to lead us. And, you know, we have to be so careful, because we can do this with anything. We can do it with church. We can do it with friends. We can do it with family. We can do it with our finances. We can do it with college. We can do it with school. We can do it with homework. We can do it with anything. Do it with your mate. You can do it with your children. You can do it with your friends. You just miss God's provision in your life. You know, another area that I want to encourage us in that I think is a really important life lesson is you got to watch out who you do life with. You know, here in verse 4 it says, then the foreign rabble who were traveling with the Israelites begin to crave the good things of Egypt. And the people of Israel also begin to complain with them. And you got to watch who you hang with. You know, we say this to our young people all the time, but I want to say it to our adults in here too. You got to watch who you go the deer lease with. You got to watch who you do sports with. You got to watch whose house you go over and hang out with. Young people, you got to watch who you go to the movies with, who you do life with, because you will become who you spend the most time with. You'll become just like them. You'll be telling the same jokes. You'll be acting the same way. You'll be laughing at the same videos on YouTube. You'll be entertaining yourself with the same kind of movies. See, we got to be careful. And you know, there for a while, I was watching the news a lot. Here, a couple of years ago, I got into where I would come home for lunch and I would watch the news. And you know, I just got myself in a really negative place. I don't know if y'all have noticed that, but good stories don't sell. It's the tragedies, it's the train wrecks, it's the bad things, it's the conspiracy theories, it's all the negativity. That's what sells on the 24-hour news today. And boy, I really had to catch myself because, I mean, I was like I was becoming like a crotchety old man. What is the world coming to? Golly, this place is awful. And I had to turn that off. Man, I had to put me some worship music on. I had to get some good things coming in my spirit. I had to begin to feed myself with the right things. And so we have to be very, very careful who we do life with. Look at what it says here. The foreign rabble who were traveling with the Israelites, they begin to crave the good things of Egypt. And then the people of Israel also begin to complain. Oh, for some meat. Oh, for some meat. You got to be careful. You got to protect yourself. You got to guard who you allow in your life. And then the last thing that I want to encourage you with is this. Find your awesome. Find your awesome. Tony Evans said, the challenge with life is that it's very monotonous. Life is very monotonous. Because it's the same old, same old, right? It's the same old for all of us every day. We all do basically the same thing every day. It's the same old, it's the same old bed at night. It's the same old closet in the morning when you get up. It's the same old clothes. You go to the same old bathroom. And you brush the same old teeth. And you look in the mirror and you see the same old face that you always see. For some of us, it's a little bit older. And you go to the same old kitchen. And you fix the same old bowl of cereal. And then you get in the same old car, and you go to the same old job, and you do the same old thing, and you work with the same old people, and then you get off work, and you drive home to the same old house, and the same old kids, and the same old dog. And you sit down and you watch the same old television shows that you've always watched. And then you brush the same old teeth again. And you get in bed. And you look over. And you ask the same old question. And you get the same old answer that you always get. Some of you married couples are getting it. You know what I'm talking about. And if you aren't careful, you'll miss your awesome. You'll miss your awesome. Look here with me at verse 18 of Numbers chapter 11. It says, and say to the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow you will have meat to eat. See, they were complaining about that manna. They got tired of it, even though it was like pastries. It was delicious. It was sweet. But, you know, they got tired of it because it was the same old thing, right? It was just the same old thing. And we're tired of this. And God says, purify yourself. Tomorrow you're going to have meat. You were whining, and the Lord heard you when you cried. Oh, for some meat, we're better off in Egypt. And now the Lord's going to give you some meat. And you'll have it to eat. And look at verse 19. And it won't just be for a day or two. Or for 5 or 10 or even 20. No, you're going to eat it for a whole month until you gag on it. Till you're sick of it. You're going to eat it because you have rejected the Lord who is here among you, and you have whined to him saying, why did we ever leave Egypt? And church, we have to be so careful, because if we complain about our mundane long enough, God will give you a great big dose of it. He'll just let you live in it. And it'll become bigger and bigger and bigger. See, the Israelites, they missed their awesome. They missed what God was doing in their life. And every day when you get up, church, you got to determine in your heart, when your feet hit the floor, that you are going to find your awesome. God's got something for me today. God's got a blessing for me today. I'm grateful for what God has done for me today. But you get out of the same old bed. But you got to be thankful that you got a bed. Because a lot of people don't even have a bed. And you get dressed in your same old clothes. And they may not be the most expensive clothes. They may not be the most trendy clothes. But just be thankful that you have clothes. And you go to the bathroom and you brush those same old teeth. But you know what? At least you have some teeth. Some people don't even have teeth to brush or a toothbrush to brush them with. And you go to your kitchen and you fix your same old bowl of cereal. But you know what? You got to be thankful that God's given you that bowl of cereal and that food in your kitchen and a kitchen to eat it in. See, you got to find your awesome. And here's the point. Find your awesome. Because God's got one for us every single day. Every single day, you have a choice when you start your day to find your awesome. Because church, listen, everything changes when you change your attitude. Life can be the same. Kids can be the same. Job can be the same. Circumstances can be the same. Everything can be the same. But everything can be different when you change your attitude. Because when you change your attitude, you change your life. You change your life. God, thank you for my car. It may have a donut on it. It may burn oil. I may have to use some baling wire to hold the window up, but God, thank you. Come on. Come on. Can I have an amen this morning? Sarah, you hear what I'm saying? God, thank you. You go to work with the same old job, but God, I'm so grateful that I got a job. And you go to work with the same old people. But God, thank you for the people that you've put in my life. These are the people that you've placed in my life for me to get to minister to each and every day. These are the people that you've put in my life each and every day that I can touch, that I can bless, that I can be an influence in. See, every day you find your awesome. You know, I think back many, many years ago when God saved me out of the hell that he saved me out of. And I'm so thankful for that. But you know, it's so easy, church, as you get moving in life and life gets kind of going in motion, that you begin to forget those things, just like the children of Israel did. They took their eyes off of the goodness of God. They took their eyes off the provision of God. And they begin to focus on what they didn't have instead of what God had done in their life. Thank God. Thank God for what God has done in your life every single day. Because if it wasn't for God's awesome grace in our life, we wouldn't be alive.
For more information about all that is happening here at Christian Ministries Church, visit cmchurch.net or like us on Facebook, Christian Ministries Church, Southwest Missouri. Have a very blessed day.